We are up to mitzvah number Kuf Aleph, mitzvah 101, a little mitzvah in the chinuch related, the third mitzvah that is discussing the Big Day Kahuna. We had two mitzvahs ago. Mitzvah 99 was the Big Day Kahuna, wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Yesterday we had the mitzvah of the Isser of separating between the Ephod and the Choshen and the Halachas and the symbolism of that. And today we have the third mitzvah related to the Bugadim. Shelo Likroa HaMe'il Shel Kohanim. Not to rip the Me'il of the Kohanim. The Me'il, if you remember, was one of the special four clothing that the Kohen Gadol wore. And just like yesterday's mitzvah, the Ephod and the Choshen have to do with specifically with the Bugadim, the Kohen Gadol, so too this one. One is not allowed to rip open the top of the Me'il. Shelo Hachris Pia Me'il Shel Kohen Gadol. Shene'amar Lo Yikareya. As the Psukim tell us by Shlishi, Vasisas Me'il Ha'Ephod Klil Tcheles, one has to make the Me'il all Tcheles. It's a full Tcheles. We think that just one string, that how many snails you have to use for one little strand on your tzitzis, one, two, or four, whatever your shita is, but the entire me'il has to be made out of tcheles. V'haya fi rosho b'socho, the head of the me'il should be in it, safa yelo, lefiv saviv, masa orek visachra yelo, lo yikareya, cannot be ripped. What is being referred to here? So it's clear that in the olden days, what they used to have is that when they had a shirt, when they had something that went over your head, when they made it, it was closed on top. In Hilchos Shabbos, they talk about when you get it back from the dry cleaner, it used to be all sewed up, and then when you put it on, you ripped it open. And in that way, you were able to have the opening, I guess, fits to the exact dimensions of your head. But says the Torah here, one is not allowed to use that by the Me'il, you have to make the opening. To make the opening perfectly so that when you put it on, when the Kohen Gadol puts it on, he will be able to just fit in without having to rip anything. The Rambam describes this as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei, in Hilchos Klei Amigdash, says the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, HaMe'il Kulo Tcheles, the Me'il is all Tcheles, V'chutav Kfulin Shneimasar, U'piv Arug B'tchilas Arigaso. So we just said, the mouth of the me'il, where the head goes through, we usually translate the me'il as the long coat of the Kohen Gadol, that is woven when it is made. The ein lo base yad, we'll get back to that Rambam in a minute, but that's the isser. So when you put it on, obviously just ripping it for no reason, we'll get to that later also, is a problem. But this is not even when you put it on. When you put on the me'il, like you put on other normal shirts that might be closed, and then when you put it on, you rip it open. But here, there's an issa d'oraisa to make it like that so that it has to be ripped open. So you're not allowed to rip it. Mishor she'a mitzvah, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Lefisha kriya davar shel gnai etzleinu v'inyan hashchasa. As we mentioned, tearing is not something that we want when we're supposed to be inspired and looking at these begadim that they are so special. If you see, and if we allow, and we see the tear marks, and we allow the Kohen Gadol to rip it, or anyone else to rip it, that's a destructive act that is being done by these glorified begadim, and therefore it's inappropriate. V'af ki b'fia beged, even in the mouth, literally, of the beged, where it's supposed to have a hole. Nisrachachnu min adavar v'huzharnu ala b'lav, still even there, where it's supposed to be done, one is not allowed to do it in that way. Kadesha yul b'shuhu halovsho be'ema b'yira u'benachas v'derach kavot, so that when the one puts it on, one puts it on with trepidation and kavod. But if you put it on once and you rip it, you already have a little, the Kohen Gadol himself looks at it in a little, oh, this is just like a regular shirt. No, it's special. Sheyarei milakaro milahashkos bozdavar. So one is scared to rip it and to do anything to it, because even in the original time when I put it on, I am not allowed to rip it. But no heges bizman habayis, and this mitzvah applies bizman beis hamikdash bizachar mebenekevus. Right, by males and females, klomark, shakomi shakaro, beidish benisha, whether it's a man or a woman, whoever rips the me'il, o afilu hichriso bemisparai bemezid, or even if you cut it with the scissors, lokev, one gets malchus. The minchas chinuch in os beis, just wonders, or he says, the minchas, I don't think the chinuch means bizman hazeh dafka. What if you have a me'il when there's no beis hamikdash? That also would be aser. V'noeg lav zeh b'chol ishe Yisrael os beis, u'mashakaz v'rava mechaber, d'roeg bizman habayis, efter d'lav dafka. I don't think it's dafka. To who adin in mishtayru b'tekuna achar churban. If you have the me'il after the churban habayis also. I don't know, what would he say if somebody makes the meal today? Like they're making it in the Machan HaMikdash, they made the meal. So if you make the meal, so would the Isser apply there, or does it have to at least have had Kedusha, Bizman HaBayis, and nowadays it doesn't have Kedusha? Right, so the Reis HaLachomer, maybe we would say one shouldn't go to the Machan HaMikdash and rip the meal if Chas V'Shalom one had any ideas of damaging somebody else's property. Anyway, but we continue. This is the Isser of the Kriyas the Kriyas HaMe'il. A number of points that we are able to talk about as we talk about Me'il. Number one, the Rambam, in the Rambam that I was reading before, in Klei HaMikdash Dalet Beis, tells us that the Me'il is not what we think. We usually think of the Me'il as a long coat. It has sleeves, it has a place for the head, and it's a long coat that goes to the bottom. We are brainwashed by Rashi. That is Rashi's sheet of what the Me'il looked like, and in most picture books of the Mishkan, it looks like what Rashi says. It's a regular long coat, as we would call it. But if you look in the Rambam, and that's what the Ravid holds. The Ravid holds like Rashi. But if you look in the Rambam and the Ramban, two of the major leaguers, they hold the Me'il did not look like that. We would call it a cape. The Me'il was more of a cape. Says the Rambam, the Ein Lo Beis Yad, there were no sleeves on the Me'il, the Rambam says. Ela Nechlak L'Shtei Knafayim, Misof HaGaron Ad L'mata, Kidera Kol HaMe'ilim. Right, it was just split into, on its two corners, from the edge of the neck all the way down, like all Me'ilim, the Eino Mechubar, and it was not attached to each other. Ela Kineged Kol HaGaron Bovad, it was only attached by the neck. Besides that, it was loose and open, with corners, says the Rambam. So it's basically what we would call a cape. And if you rip it, one gets malchus. So just in terms of the mitzias, the Rambam seems to say it is a cape, and the Ramban as well. The Ramban here in Parshas Tetzaveh says, "V'raya ki yesh lo knafayim ve'eino kamin chaluk, aval me'il ksus makif es aguf kulo mitzavarov alamata ragli adam ve'ein lo beis yad klal." Again, he says like the Rambam, there were no sleeves. The Ravid, just on this Rambam, says, "Zu minayim lo." I have no idea where he gets this from. Not Misvar, just I don't know where the Rambam gets this from. I think it is a regular Me'il. Good. A couple of points that we need to talk about. Number one, the Rambam continues and says in that same halacha, Va'kareya pia Me'il loke, shenemar lo yikareya. Somebody rips the Me'il, he gets Malkus. V'hu adin l'chol big day kahuna. The halacha really applies to all big day kahuna. Shehakaran derech hashchasa loke. If somebody tears them in a destructive manner, one gets malchus. So the Rambam extends this. The Minchas Chinuch wonders why the Chinuch did not mention this, mention it by other begadim. But this is the Rambam Shita. If you look in the Mishnah Lomelach here on the Rambam, Nechus Klei Mikdash, he's medayik in the language of the Rambam. The Rambam first says, if you rip the Me'il, you get Malkus, and it's an Aveira. And then he says, if you rip any of the other Big Day Kahuna in a destructive manner, you get Malkus. What if you rip the Me'il in a destructive manner? So that the Rambam doesn't limit it to. So it sounds like, says the Mishnah Lomelach, it sounds like for the Rambam, that other Big Day Kahuna is only a problem if you rip in a destructive manner, Derech Hashchasa. Mashenki the Me'il, because that has the Mefurash Halacha, that if you rip it in any way, even as the example that we gave, the whole point of the making the head opening first is that you don't have to rip it, even though you're doing something productive. You're creating the baguette, so you'll be able to wear it. It doesn't matter. By Me'il, that is the Issa Daraisa. So, the Rambam says clearly that this applies to other big day kahuna, not just to the Me'il, and the Mishnah Lomelach discusses it, is a Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Tzadik Ches, which is a question whether it's a Raya one way or the other, but that is the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch brings up an important point, not the Minchas Chinuch here. We'll go back for a minute to the Minchas Chinuch back in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes, in Mitzvah 99, where the Minchas Chinuch talks all about the big day kahuna. In Os Dalid, there, he talks about the Me'il. And he says, like the Rambam says, it was like a cape and it had corners. It had corners. It had four corners, because a cape has four corners. So shouldn't the Me'il be chayv in tzitzis? That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch on top. V'hinei, lefi divrei ha-Rambam nireh, d'hayo lo lamata dalet kanfos. It's clear from the Rambam that I just read that it had four corners. V'lo matzino davalei tzitzis. And I don't know, why didn't the Me'il have tzitzis? If you look at all the picture books, says the Minchas Chinuch, right, there's no tzitzis on the Me'il. But l'chara kasha, why not? D'yamrin, or be'erichin dav dalid, because it says in erichin, ha'kol chayav b'tzitzis kohanim levim yisraelim, the Gemara has to tell us. I think we mentioned this Gemara recently, that the Gemara says that everybody's chayav in tzitzis, even kohanim in yisraelim. What's the hava meaning to think otherwise? Why would we think kohanim are not chayav in tzitzis? So, explains the Gemara, because kohanim are allowed to wear shatnis. B'shas Avoda, we mentioned that the Avnet HaShatnez in it. So the Kohanim are allowed to wear Shatnez. So maybe I would have thought that they don't have to wear tzitzis. If they could do this Aveira, they don't have to do this Mitzvah. K'mashmalan, they have to do tzitzis. Right? That's the Chiyuv. The Gemara says Befeirush. They have to wear tzitzis. So ask them in Minchas Chinuch. So why don't, according to the Rambam, according to the Rashi, it doesn't say that there are corners on the bottom. It's like a coat. It was probably rounded on the bottom. But according to the Rambam, that it had four corners, why wasn't there a Chiyuv tzitzis on the Me'il? two answers suggested. First, we'll give the shorter one, which we'll come back to later. The rugged shover. The rugged shover, quoted in Kamosi Shalal Rav on the Parsha, says that we're going to see later on that at the bottom of the me'il, there were little bells and little pomegranates. Little pomegranates made out of thread, but it was shaped like pomegranates. Says the rugged shover, those were made out of tcheles. That's the tzitzis. That's the tzitzis for the me'il. The tzitzis for a regular beged, we know. It says in Parsha Shlach, it says what you're supposed to have. But that's dafka why, says the rugged shover. V'asisa al shulav rimone tcheles v'argaman v'slashani al shulav saviv. Ufa'amone zahab betocham saviv. You put these on the bottom. Why? Says the rugged shover, because that's the tzitzis. Shehainu rimonim hatzluyim b'shuli ha-me'il sh'asuyim mi'chutei tcheles v'argaman v'slashani ha'yi b'makam tzitzis sh'afhi chutei lovan v'tcheles k'vi sh'aninu b'gemara v'yem kei miyushevis la'hafli kushis min chaschinach sh'kein ka'amur ha-rimonim sh'be-me'il heim ha'yu ha-tzitzis sh'al-me'il. That's a huge chiddush, but that's the Rugged Shover. Rugged Shover says that the rimonim on the bottom of the eight me'il, those functioned as the tzitzis for the me'il. The Menachas Chinuch does not think so. The Menachas Chinuch has a different important yesod. He says in the middle of that paragraph, "Ach be'emezet ta'us." The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Why? The me'il is pater from tzitzis. It's not chayiv in tzitzis like the Rugged Shover said, and you fulfill it. It's pater from tzitzis. Why? The me'il pater mit tzitzis lo mitam du beged avoda el afilu behedur ki agavna pater to kaimalan kisuscha velo shalachirim. The halacha is a borrowed beged does not have a chiyuv in tzitzis. A talus shul is pater, because it says kisuscha, your ksus, has to have tzitzis. A bar beged is not chayiv. Vizeh ha'yishal hektish. O kdushas damim, o kdushas aguf. In either case, the me'il belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't the Kohen Gadol's personal property. And therefore, there was no chiyuv. And that's what he says at the end. Vizeh pashut. And this is obvious. V'lo kasaftiv. I only wrote it. Raki ekshesi zos lakama lomdim. V'haysa b'neim kushya atzuma. I asked many people around and they were amazed by the kasha. They didn't have an answer. I'm giving them a simple answer. V'lo kasha midi. Right? That is the no problem. He quotes in the bottom. The Prima Gadim also gives the same answer. So this halacha of Ksuscha is important, halach lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, in Hilchas Tzitzis, quotes, Hashoal mechaveiro talash ena mitsuyatzes. If I borrow from my friend a beged which does not have tzitzis on it, I'm allowed to wear it. One is allowed to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis if it does not belong to you, at least, says the Shulchan Aruch, for 30 days. After 30 days, you've had it for a month. So if you had it for a month, says the Shulchan Aruch, it looks at Tzmaris Ayin, and therefore, you have to put on tzitzis. If you gave it back in the middle, then you took it back, it's not mitzarev. It's gotta be straight. And then he says, what if you borrowed a beged that already had tzitzis on it? That was a bad. If you borrow a beged that doesn't have tzitzis on it, you don't have to put tzitzis on it. If you borrow a beged that has tzitzis on it, she'ela kishahi, she'ala kishim mitzuyetzes, says the Shulchan Aruch, mivarech aleha miyad. You can make a bracha. Why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you can make a bracha on a borrowed pair of tzitzis? This comes up all the time, as we'll see. Why, says the Mishnah Brura, quoting the earlier Achronim, because the assumption is that if somebody gives me a beged with tzitzis, he's giving it to me, matana manas lahachzir. He's giving it to me, a full gift, amanas, you're going to give it back in a month. But meanwhile, it's yours halachically. And that's why you're allowed to make the bracha. But if we knew for certain that it was not a matana manas lahachzir, let's say he's giving it to me to borrow, but it shouldn't be mine at all, we would not make a bracha. Because me'ikar adin, tal shula, one does not make a bracha on. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'atam, d'ha'dayte d'ha'chi ish'ilu lo shi'yivarech aleha. V'kivan shi'yevshal l'varech elem kei t'yesha lo, kilu hisna lo b'matana manas l'ha'chzir. L'chadchila b'vadai, you should make sure. You should say it b'feirish. You should ask the mashal to say, he's giving it matana manas l'ha'chzir. Where does this come up? Continues the Mishnah Berurah. You get an aliyah. And let's say you don't have a talus, so you grab your friend's talus, you grab your father's talus, as you're going up to get an aliyah. Do you make, you grab somebody who's Sephardi next to you who has a talus on, right? So, what do? Do you make a bracha on that? When you're just going up to get the aliyah, says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Ein mevarchan alav. Why? To ulai haya ritzon ala shila, rakla malbash lachud vlo lahaknos lo. Some say you don't make a bracha on it because they're just giving it to you for kavadat zibra. They don't want you to own it. Even for those moments, the yesh chokin and some say, no, you do make a bracha on it. And he says, the best thing to do is to be mechavein, not to be kona it, and in that way, you won't have any kind of problems. That's what we paskin by a friend's talus. But continues the Mishnah Berurah, what about a shul talus? So generally, the minhag is, says the Mishnah Berurah, Taliso shall call Kain Shalanu Mitzvahs Beis Knesses. Tzarech Lavarech Alav L'Kulei Yama. You make a bracha. Why? Because the assumption of the shuls is that when you pick up their talis and you use it, it's yours. That's the assumption. Whoever comes into the shul and puts on this talis that belongs to the shul, so you're allowed to make a bracha on it. But then, if you look in the Mishnah Bir Alacha, he says, but I'm not sure if this would hold true if you're just putting it off for 2 minutes. If you're davening in the shul for shacharis and you forgot your talis and you're going to wear it for 2 hours, then maybe you're going to make a bracha. But what if you're just, it's an aliyah and it's mincha on a fast day. So you're just going to, you're going to go grab a talis and get an aliyah with it. Or you're going to be the chazan. So there, maker, then we put on the talis because of kavanat tzibur. So would you make a bracha there? So the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says the minhag is not to. The minhag is not to make a bracha if you're just getting it quickly. L'maisa Noga Alma, this is from the Halicha Shlomo, She'ein Mavarchin, Kishim Is'atif, Bab Rakpish, V'l'kavad HaTzibur, Ka'over L'fei HaTev, V'olo L'Torah, V'Kohen O'olo L'Duchin, V'Sharki Budim, if you just grab the talus, V'Rak Kishim Is'atif, Bashach HaVanasol, L'Tzorach Mitzvah, Sitzes Mivarech, V'Kvarnasu Tam, why? Because that's not called Techaseba. It's not Techaseba if you only have it on for a minute. But if you want to, if you're going to wear it for a while, so then maybe you'll be able to make the bracha. But again, this is all questions of sveikus. He quotes here in the footnotes from the Archas Chaim, from Rav Chaim, the discipler, back of Yisrael Kanievsky, that one time he gave his talis to somebody to borrow, and then when he got it back, he wouldn't use it anymore. Because he wasn't sure if that person had the das to give it back Matana Masla Hachzir. If he knew what kind of das that was. He gave it to him, the discipler gave it to him Matana Masla Hachzir. But he didn't know if the person really knew the halacha, and therefore, he was choshesh not to use it. Either way, this is all the issues about borrowing a talis. He also notes here that if you borrow a talis, you got to make sure to be careful with it. To keep it clean, not to drag it, not to be mafsed it. That's an important issue. You let to borrow a talis if the person's, if the owner's not there? That's also a question. Talis, tefillin, since Eliezer has a chilek, that he says maybe there's a difference between talis and tefillin. Talis doesn't go straight on your body. So maybe a talis you could take, tefillin people are more careful about, and it fits exactly on your head and on your arm, so maybe not. But either way, that's related to she'ela. Why is this here? Because that's the Minchas Chanuch's answer. Minchas Chanuch says that's why the Me'il did not require tzitzis, even though it had four corners, because it wasn't kesuscha, it did not belong to the Kohen Gadol. Number one. Number two, let's talk about the pa'amonim and rimonim that were on the bottom of the me'il. What is the message? So first of all, there's a machloket. How did they look? Rov Rishonim, Rashi, and others say that what was it? If you have any other picture books, it was a bell, and then a little picture, a little threads of a rimo made out of tchelas and argaman. And a bell, 1-1-1-1-1. It kept switching. Pamon v'rimon, pamon v'rimon, pamon v'rimon. That is what Rashi holds, that's what Rov Rishonim hold. If you look in the Ramban says no. It was the threads that were on the bell. It was on the bell. It wasn't switched. It was the threads on the bell. That's the way they looked. Okay, machlok is how they look. What's the message, though? What's the message of the bottom? We're talking about the me'il. The message of these pa'amonim, b'rimonim. So the Ramban says, it's as if the Kohen Gadol, every step that he takes, he hears his step. Every step that he takes, he moves, he hears the bells. It's as if he's asking reshus when he goes, does the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Because every step is like noise. So you can't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a certain sense, says the Rabban, Kitzivo Bahem Bavur, Sheyishma Kolo Bavoel HaKodesh, V'yikanes Lefnei Adonav Be'elu Birshus, Ki Abo Hecha Melech Pit'om Chayiv Misa, B'tachsisei Malchus. Like Esther HaMalka, you can't go without knocking. So it's as if you're knocking. Like you're letting people know that you're coming in. You're letting a Kavayachal, you're letting HaKadosh Baruch Hu know that you're coming in. That's what the Ramban says. Says Rav Pinkus, 1 second. So why doesn't a Kohen Hedyot have the bells? Why does only the Kohen Gadol have the bells? So he says, Nirmaz Bazei Yisod Chashuv. There's an important Yisod here. The Avodas Kohen Gadol is Romeis to the Yechidei Skula, the Tzadikei Yisrael. The Avodah of a Kohen Hedyot is Merameis to every Jew. Tzitzis, Tfilin, Tfila, all Shar Mitzvahs. And the message of only the Kohen Gadol having the bells is, the higher we are in the on the spiritual ladder, the higher we are in Avodas HaKodesh, we have to keep asking more Rishus and more Rishus and more Rishus, meaning do we have to know, is this behavior appropriate for me? Like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, he quotes that there was a certain Tana that was wearing black shoes, Lezecher, the Churban Abayis, and the other Rabbanan got upset at him and said, what are you doing? Who are you? Are you fitting to wear black shoes as a Zecher of the Churban? And they locked him up until they realized he was one of the Gedolei Ador, and they said, oh, okay, you're Roy, but it has to fit, so I kind of have to ask Rishus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, and from myself, is it appropriate? And then he says, though, fascinating. These were the Me'il, if this is true, what the Rambam says is to ask Rishus, so every step the Kohen Gadol took, he wore the bells. When he went into the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur, he didn't wear the Me'il. He only wore the Big Day Lavan. Right? We know he didn't wear the Me'il. He took off the Ephod and the Chosh. He only wore the Big Day Lavan. So wouldn't that be more than anything? You should have to wear the Me'il. You have to ask Rishus when you go into the Kodesh Kadashim? Says Rav Pink is no. Because what was the Kodesh Kadashim? The center of the Kodesh Kadashim was the Aron with the Lucho symbolizing Torah. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to learning, you just do it. Nobody has to ask Rishus, can I learn Torah? When it comes to Torah, you just go in. Shalimina Torah lo tzorach makashas Rishus. Elakol asher yidvenu libo mutter v'chayav lo modelami v'kol yichoto v'lishov l'gavos amitas b'torah. He says that's the message, expanding on what the Ramban says. That's the Ramban and Rav Pinkus. Another idea related to the bells. It's a beautiful idea from the Ksava HaKabbalah, which we already had a beautiful idea yesterday about the Urim V'Tumim. So here we have him again. Says the Ksava HaKabbalah, we have tzitzis and we have these bells. Tzitzis is to remind us b'ri'ya. The bells is to remind us b'shmiya. What tzitzis is, by your re'isim oso, it's the bells do with the shmiya. And the Kohen Gadol, being the fact that he is on a higher level, just like the Kohen Gadol just like the king has special halachas, the Kohen Gadol has special halachas. He needs two reminders. Not only is seeing halachu, re'isim oso, nitosav lo maskeres al yidei chush ha-shmiya, al ha-maskeres al yidei chush ha-re'iyah. Ki al yidei shmi'aso, kol ha-pa'amonim shebe'me'il, yis'orer la'seis l'dayto v'libo lefnei mi hu mislabish begadim elu. Umihu asher tzivalo lislabish bohem. Right, so that's the Ksava Kabbalah, that this fits with the tzitzis. You have the tzitzis for the re'iyah, and you have this for the shemiyah. Okay, one final point. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Dibur Maaseh V'Efshar, the end of Vos Aleph, that's where he talks about the different Isurim related to tearing the Me'il. We mentioned before there might be a difference between the Me'il and the other Begadim. Me'il is always Aser, and the other Begadim is only Derech Hashchasa. He quotes that maybe if you tear the Me'il or any of the Begadim, you also violate another Isur of Lo Sason Kein L'Hashem Alokeichem, Nafkamino, which Pasik do you give in the warning? Either way, this is related to the Isur. This is related to tearing of the Me'il or Shar Begadim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we will continue with the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim tomorrow.